Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this is happening throughout up to 8 o'clock. My name is Ray. Wednesday Live it is, of course. This is your talk show, man. Thank you so much to Johan Els, who's been taking you through the something else. I call it the joyride, man. And of course, thank you so much to Johan Els for impacting in such a variety of people. Even people he doesn't know listen to him. They do. Others secretly. Yeah, man, they do. What a song to start with.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
There is radio and radio. And then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
On the lead vocals there, it's Mavis Staples of the Staples Singers. Yeah, man. They had a whole superdome named after them. You know, the Staples Arena in the States. These are wonderful. The person on the guitar there is her father. That's why she goes like, Daddy now. Oh, yes. Talk about Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who can take you there. The way, the truth, and the life. The door. Yahusha HaMashiach, we give him praise and worship and glory and majesty and honor. There's none like him in our lives. We exalt his holy name and we bless him. That even today, faithful as he is, he guides us through. And he takes us there to the presence of the Father, the Yahuwah Elohim. Let me welcome our guest already on the line. Let me start with Muruti Muraka, and he's also with Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Let me start with Muruti Muraka. Muruti, greetings. Welcome, sir. Grootman.
Greetings. Yeah, I'm hoping that.
Grootman.
Yeah, no, greetings, my brother. Greetings. And thanks for welcoming me in a special way. And also greetings to Muruti Kabamba, as well as the listeners of Radio Pulpit, the most honored people. We greet in the mighty name of our Lord and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen and amen. And of course also Pastor Samuel Kabamba, Il Professore, greetings and welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much, and we're very pleased and very blessed to be here, and I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you very much for having us every week. We thank the Lord for Radio Pulpit, and I want to greet Muruti Muraka, and all the listeners as well.
Now, if I say welcome in French, what do I say, Muruti?
Bienvenue.
Bienvenue.
Yes, bienvenue.
Bienvenue.
Yes.
Bienvenue, Pastor Sam.
Merci beaucoup.
Aha. Yes. Many people don't know that you speak French, you know. People should know.
They need to know.
Yeah, they need to know that you speak French. Yes. Yeah. All right. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are the best of friends, man. And of course, we are going on up to 8 o'clock Wednesday live, the name of the show. And also, we are going on with our topics, man. We are going on with our topics. And our topics just stand as firm. Ish! The disfigurements of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Hey! Didn't we speak about this? We spoke about this.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, we are touching on the enemies of the soul.
That's right.
Absolutely. We're talking about the enemies of the soul tonight. And I want to say sorry to Pastor Samuel Kabamba. His WhatsApp did not get through when we were talking about the rage of sin. But now, what I'm going to do is, on the show on Friday, 10 o'clock evening, I'm going to feature him. I'm going to play this because he has made the research on this and has sent them over, but they didn't come through to us here in the system. So I will put them in another system, and then you will hear me having a discussion with him live on Friday. That is between 10 and 12 midnight on Friday, late night with show with Ray, late night, and so we will be together there. All right, and the enemies of the soul is what we are talking about. Are we on the same page, Professor?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now, this is something that much of the times many people don't look into. I speak to a lot of people, quite a lot of people. And in speaking to them, there is very less that they would bring across in terms of really being aware of the enmity that is leveled by the spiritual world against their souls.
Mm-hmm.
So much that even us as a country and a nation, we seem to be oblivious, and let me use that word again, oblivious, to the notion of spirits that hover against us to create discord in our marriages, discord in our professional lives, discord in the ministries, discord in our trades, discord in our businesses, discord ultimately in our sharing of the word, and a discord in the fellowship. We've seen that in 2021. 2019, 2020, 2021, we have seen how the enemies of the soul really worked so hard to make sure that we don't even fellowship. Ah, yes, I said it. That we don't even fellowship. You know, because these are the enemies of the soul. They are against our souls, whether we like it or not. Whether we say we are believers or not, our souls have enemies that have been set on by the spiritual world, the evil spirits, principalities in the heavenly realms, who wage war against us, even unbeknown to us. They care less about that. Even unbeknown to us, they wage a war. And they wage a war against the leaderships of countries. They wage a war against governments, put wrong people in charge. They wage war in oppressions and laws that are disgusting, laws basically that are immoral, laws that disfavor the Elohim. Enemies of the soul operate in every field. If you watch TV now, something will come out that you will see that this is a direct violation and an attack upon the soul. Even adverts at times. You might be talking the way we are talking and speaking the way we are speaking. And I would play an advert that will really persuade people far away from what we are talking about. Enemies of the soul. It can even be people who call into the show. It can be people who are guests on the show. It can be a person who is a presenter, a person who is sitting behind the mic. It can be me. We have to know and identify the attributes or characteristics or distinguishing marks of the enemies of the soul. What they do, what they are all about, and what they do to us. We have to be able to look into that. I'm looking in the word, and I see that these are described also as unseen spiritual forces of evil. The invisible arsenals of the dark world. They basically bring across violence. They wreak havoc upon us. And sometimes you look at the leader and then you listen to them talking and Some few days ago I was in hospital, and I don't know why, but the father just allowed it that I be taken into a terminal ward. Now, in a terminal ward, it's people that are not coming back. basically. And this lady says to me, no, man, you must have faith. Some of the people come out here. You know, one time there was a guy, one time. You see, this is a story of long ago. And I look at the people all around me and how the devil is wreaking havoc against them. And they've accepted moving around in their restaurants in these are prestigious hospitals, man. There's a restaurant and what they can go there. And, you know, it's 5-star, man. People, there are chefs there and all that, you know. Wow. 1 foot in the grave. And how the devil wreaks havoc and continuously kills people in hospitals. It's happening. It's everywhere. Corruption that we see these days. Barking kaso tomorrow. Bubodu. Corruption that we see. Someone is going to WhatsApp me and tell Murka. Corruption ka Sesotho, Southern Sotho, working with Labor. And it's so sad that we see these things really culminating and we keep quiet about this. I wonder why. Because enemies of the soul are the arsenals of Satan. They get their cue from the devil. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 29, it says, yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life, but the life of my Elohim shall be bound in a bundle of the living with the Elohim, our Yahuwah. And he live, and the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from a pocket of a sling. Yet a man, let me read that again. Yet a man has risen to pursue you and seek your life. But the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Elohim, your Yahuwah. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. It says, yes, there's a man who has risen to pursue your life, to seek your life. These are spiritual forces that have risen to seek our lives, to pursue our lives. They look for a wrong that they can capitalize on and destroy us gradually with. They look for that. They look for those instances of wrong. And when you look into the country, when you look into politics, when you look into the church, when you look into the lives of pastors now, hey, they're going to jail, leaps and bounds. I don't know. I don't know if you've seen this. Others have been saying, Ray, please don't talk about this. They are going to jail. People, pastors are being arrested. Charges are shocking. You can see that these are the works of the enemies of our souls. How could someone having started so good end up so bad? Someone started to such faith end up so bad. You know, the sacrifices and the altars, the secret altars in the church and all those things, you could see these were orchestrated by those who pursue our lives. Family structures. Man, if you can go to a bar. There's this bar in Soulsville. Mo Soulsville Station. They didn't play a radio there. And it's a hall that can take up to 2,000 people. They didn't play a radio there. It was just the noise of people talking. Men. To such an extent that that noise goes like. Look at Vembe. Kosalbon site. There was a place called Vembe. The enemies of the soul have even built their own altars right into our midst. I've seen young people who are addicted to alcohol. I see young people at universities who are destroyed by drugs. Good young people. It is the works of the enemies of our soul, says. Yet the man has risen to pursue you and to seek your life. But the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Elohim, our Yahuwah. And the lives of your enemies he shall sling out as from the pocket of a sling. Yes, that is their destiny. But we must know of them, the enemies of the soul. 2 Samuel 22, verse 4, I will call upon the Elohim who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. 2 Samuel 22, 4. Now we know of the enemies of the soul. We have to talk about these things, man. We can't just be quiet about it. Look at the mortality rate now. Did you see here in Pretoria that the people that are known as DJs and presenters are being sacrificed? They are being shot. There is no 3 months that passes by without anyone being gunned down. And I'm not talking DJs. I'm talking radio presenters, DJs, people who are in music, in the music industry and stuff and stuff. You will be shocked. Even now, we will be burying another one this weekend. Very popular, very famous. The death of students on the N4, it is shocking. On the N4, I have a WhatsApp message. On the N4, there are people who are shooting at people willy-nilly. Think of it, I use that road every Thursday, man. On the N4 between Bronkhorstspruit and Pretoria, and on the way from Bronkhorstspruit to Witbank, and others say up to Middelburg, which means it's a stretch of about 150, 160 kilometers. Because from here to Bronkhorstspruit is 51, from Bronkhorstspruit to Witbank is about 35, so it would make 86. And then from Middelburg to there, I think it's about 60 or something. So, yeah, something like that, 130, 140. The people who are shooting willy-nilly and robbing people. We saw in the community of Ekangala, where we will be having our men's dialogue on Saturday, there we saw one young man on the off-ramp to Bronkhorstspruit. He has been shot. They were taking the car and all those things. They put spikes, they take the car, they shot him. He's been buried. He has been buried this past weekend. The enemies of the soul are operational. I know you are happy in your church, your little church with your 5,000 people. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. People are dying. We need to make them aware. We are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. We cannot run away from that identity which calls us to duty. When we come back, let's talk more on this very issue. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. It just makes me a bit emotional. Please forgive me. We're seeing quite a loss of life there.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, and we are looking into this, the very issue of enemies of the soul.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Muruti Muraka, here we are. Enemies of the soul. They are so much dispersed all around us like an army. I remember that story of Elijah and Gehazi, surrounded by the enemies, and Gehazi wailing until Elisha asked that his eyes be opened. They seem to have scattered themselves like that, Muruti.
Yeah, indeed, my brother. And I believe we were warned by the Messiah himself when he gave a parable. And that parable is in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. I'm going to read the parable, and I'm going to read the explanation of the parable by himself. Verse 24 says, another parable he put forward to them, asserting, the kingdom of heaven is like a human being who sowed noble seed in his field. But while human beings slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade had sprouted and produced a fruit, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner approached and said to him, sir, did you not sow noble seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy of human beings has done this. The servants said to him, do you want us then to go and collect them up? But he stated, no, lest while you collect up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the season of the harvest, I will say to the harvesters, first collect together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barns. And then the explanation is in verse 37. He answered and said to them, he who sows the noble seed is the Son of Mankind. The field is the world. The noble seed are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the conclusion of the eon.
Yeah.
And the harvesters are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are collected and burned in the fire, so it will be at the conclusion of this age. The Son of Mankind will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of the fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will radiate as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, he has made it clear that the enemy or the arch enemy of human beings, of our souls, is the devil himself. And in this parable, what we are understanding is the Son of Mankind, through his death, his burial and resurrection, made it possible for those that were in the prison of sin to be delivered, to be set free, and to be started on the path of becoming sons of Elohim. They start first off as children of Elohim, and they mature into sons of Elohim. Where in the kingdom, because he has already introduced the kingdom. But in this very kingdom, you have the enemy of human beings, the enemy of our souls, the arch enemy of our souls, has already sold his sons of wickedness. And these he is utilizing in the kingdom to sow lawlessness. In Matthew chapter 24, the Messiah says something there, and I'm quickly going there, where he says, warning what will happen in latter times. And he says, then many false, and this is from this, or let me start from verse 10. And then many will be offended, will be betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and mislead many. And because lawlessness will abound, the agape love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Now, we can see that the enemies of the soul work through lawlessness. In other words, being against and practicing things that are against the Torah of God. And the Messiah tells us there is coming a time when there will be a concerted effort to work against the Torah, and it will abound. And that even those who have agape love in them, if they are not careful, their agape love will grow cold. Why? Because they will be influenced by these enemies of the soul. And I'm hoping as we continue throughout the evening, the Holy Spirit will help us see how actually this arch enemy and those that he has sown in amongst us in the kingdom, how they work. Some of the things we have already seen in what the Messiah said, that there will be many false prophets, there will be many false teachers, there will be, now that is among those who say we are children of God. He will raise these kind of people that will actually be not prophesying according to the will and the way of God, according to the truth of God, where prophecy is meant to build up, to encourage or exhort, meaning to speak correction into those that are being grown up in the kingdom. Also to console compassionately those who are suffering all kinds of ills. So these prophets that the enemy will raise will not be concerned about that. They will be concerned about misleading souls away from Christ towards themselves. Acts chapter 20, Paul says, I know that after I have gone, some will arise from amongst yourselves and lead the flock away after themselves, because they are being utilized by the arch enemy of our souls to do what? To deceive, to mislead those who had actually escaped the corruptions of the world. Now, these are the things which are being evident today. And I'm hoping as we go forward, we will also expand on the practices of these enemies of the soul. What do they use? How do they use it against those that are not children of God, who are unregenerate, who are not yet born again, and even those who are born again, how these enemies are working against these two groups. Those who are not born again, not to be born again. In other words, not to see the donation which the Father has made towards the human race. And those who have already accepted Yeshua as their Messiah, how he works against their souls, that they do not have their souls purged by the Spirit of truth when they obey the word of truth. In other words, making them averse from obeying the word of truth so that their souls will not be converted according to the will of the Father.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the enemies of the soul, what these are even all about. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. What do you think enemies of the soul are? And even in preachings, you can even see the presentations that really go against our souls. We are touching on that and the vast areas that these are operating. And you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Pastor Sam, I am looking at Psalms chapter 6, verse 7. It says, my eye wastes away because of my grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Mm-hmm. You know, these are spirits that cause grief even in our lives. Either they will kill someone we care about. People are not careful and they find themselves at the dangerous hands of these. Destroy whatever it is in our midst. Sometimes they plant seeds of sorrow, you know, and songs of sorrow become the language of the day. These are enemies of the soul. Pastor Sam.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much for the question. Talking about enemies of our souls, this is a very important subject to just look at, because we might not really look at it, or we don't talk about it mostly, and then we don't know even who are our enemies who are really fighting us on a daily basis. Because when we talk about the soul, a soul, we look at a human being, because when the Bible talks about a soul, it's talking about a man, talking about what goes on into the man. But we know that human being is made up of, one side is the flesh, there's a spirit, and also there's a soul. But when it comes to a soul is what represents a man, because the soul is what works. It's what makes a man to be a man. Now, even when it comes to the things of God, if you have to believe the things of Elohim, you need to get to that place whereby your soul is being affected by the things of the Spirit in such a way that you start becoming what the Spirit of God is saying. That's why the Bible speaks to us in the book of Galatians that we have to let ourselves be led by the Spirit. Because if you're led by the Spirit, then you'll do the things of the Spirit. Mm. If you're led by the flesh, you'll do the things of the flesh. Now, you need to understand what goes on in there. You're talking about the Spirit that comes as a purpose of making, hating the soul in a way. Because the whole debate about whatever goes on in our Christendom is for the soul to not have to not long for Elohim, to long for the Father. Mm. That's the bottom line. It's for the soul to be far away from the Father. Because it is in the soul where we found all activity. Everything goes on in there. Mm. The emotions, your will, everything, your thinking, your thinking goes into through the soul. And in the daily basis, we think, we have emotions, we have feelings, we have everything that goes on. Then if our feelings can be hijacked by by the flesh, by everything that comes with the flesh, you know that the result, the end result won't be good. Mm. And the enemy will do whatever it takes to make sure that we're not connected to the things of the spirit. Now, when I look at, the soul, I look at, the enemies of our soul, I see here, I will mention three enemies that I can come up with. And those three enemies, they are not just a big, just, an overview, but they have, entities into those, some entities into those three. And what we see, we see, first of all, the first enemy that we can consider, that we can look at closely, it is first, the flesh.
Mm.
The flesh is the enemy of the soul.
Mm.
What goes on in the flesh does not really uphold the soul, does not have the soul to be what the Messiah wants us to be. Because the flesh will always work against what the flesh wants in a way. Because the soul, the flesh has everything to do with whatever is outside. Because it's affected by whatever comes from outside. And then I want to speak about the second enemy for me is the world in which we're living. The world in which we're living, the world has the power to affect to affect the flesh easily, and then from there to get hold of the soul. But when he's getting hold of the soul, what happens is the enemy, who happens to be the devil, who is the third enemy, will take advantage because everything has been well organized and well prepared for him. He can just come and do his work and destroy and do whatever he can do. Maruti Muraka mentioned something about the master of of the field, he goes out and plants good seed. That when he goes out, the enemy comes and plants bad seed. What is the purpose of planting bad seed? It's to confuse the good one.
Mm.
And then we will always find ourselves being planted and next, or we'll be always see ourselves something being planted next to us that look like us, but while it's not us. And that thing has the purpose of not doing anything else but confusing the real thing. That's why we see today, when it comes to the Christian life, we have a lot of things that are going on in such a way that we don't even know how to differentiate the good and the wrong. We don't know how to differentiate the good and the bad. We've reached a place whereby when people look at us, they cannot even say this one is serving the true God and this one is not serving the true God. Because we look almost the same. We are all of us implanted in the world. We are living in the world whereby we have a mission. I can preach the good news. Another person can come and also preach something look like the good news, but with another intention. Now, those people, what they do, because they are agents of the devil, they are agents of the enemy, their purpose, as the Bible says, the enemy is role in the book of 1 Peter 5:8 says what your enemy is your adversary. What is he doing? He's rolling around, looking whom to keep out.
Mm.
And while he's rolling around, his purpose is to make sure that we don't grasp whatever that is of God as from the spirit. We don't want us to get anything from the spirit. We want us to discard and to stay away from the spirit, so that he may have he may have access to our lives. Mm. At the same time, he's using the world in which we're living. The Bible speaking to us when we talk about the world, we talk about the system in a way, the system and the world in general. We're looking at in the book of 1 John 2:15-17.
Mm.
Talking to us about what? Talking about do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm.
For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh. You see that I mentioned about the flesh at one point, that the flesh is connected to the world.
Mm.
Whatever that is of the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The pride of life. And is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of the Father abides forever.
Mm.
Now what happened is, the world is just like a platform. It's like a stage whereby things are to happen.
Mm.
We find ourselves, we are attracted. People are attracted by a lot of things that goes on in the world. In the world, we found people. We found systems. We found rules. We found, instructions. We found a lot of things going on in the world. And then when you started, you mentioned something about whatever happened during the corona time or during 20, whatever. We found that we were cut off. The world came up with a system whereby people could not socialize anymore, meaning that you don't have time even to fellowship with your own brothers and sisters. You don't have time to do that. What was the purpose? Is to catch you to not have fellowship anymore so that they may infiltrate and do what they know best to do. And it worked for them, because even some men and women of God fell for it. They did not even realize what was going on. And some men, they were very happy. So, it's okay, we can stay home and all that. But that was the time, it was a testing moment, whereby we could see who are truly standing for the truth, who are not. Because prior to that, for people who are used to proclaim, to do those proclamations, whatever happened, whenever they have an opportunity on 31st of December, they stand and proclaim that this year is going to be a year of this, going to be a year of that, a year of that. We see that most of all these men who stood on the 31st of December 2019, most of them who proclaimed that the year 2020 is going to be a great year, most of them, they lied to the people. Mm. They did not say the truth, because they lied. They came up with I got the vision, I got this, the Lord spoke to me, and all that. But none of them could speak to us that there was a corona that was coming in March, and we're supposed to be locked down in March.
Mm.
One of them even went to the point of saying he navigated the whole year of 2020.
Enemies,
but he did not know that. In August he'll be arrested, in October he'll be arrested. But he navigated the whole year. Now all these things is to tell us that when we don't understand, we can be influenced by the enemies of our soul. That, as the Bible says, the soul that sinneth is the one that's going to die. Because nobody will die on behalf of another. You don't live according to what the Father's put in front of you. You're going to die based on your disobedience and so on and so forth. Now, all these people, they came up with something. They did not know that somehow, somewhere, because they are used to come up with all these declarations, they are used to come up with all these lies or whatever, they think that they could get away with that. But surprise, surprise. God allowed that corona may also be there. And at that time, none of them even came and said, I'm sorry, I did not see clearly and whatever. But all of them said, no, we saw some even proclaim and say, you see what? Corona will finish, and they even give a date that corona is going to finish. And arriving that date, corona did not finish. Then you ask yourself a question, what is this? Why can't you just keep quiet? Because yeah, the devil, and we can now pick up. And unfortunately, today we have, as children of God, we have become. We are creatures of habit. We don't even realize when some people have lied to us. We don't even see how we've been influenced by the enemy. We don't even see how our lives have been already captured by the enemy. We don't even see that. But we all accept. They say something. It does not come to pass. They come back. They justify their wrong, not asking for forgiveness, but justifying their wrong. When they justify their wrong, we accept their wrong, and we continue with that. But we don't realize that these people are not working for us. As Maruti Mwaka said, we might be talking about whatever is going on, because among the people that are serving the Most High God, there are people who have been next to them, who have been planted, so that they may come out with not with the purpose of building up the body of Christ, but with the purpose of destroying the body of Christ. And the only way that they can get to us is by attacking our soul, because they know that our soul is connected to either to the spirit or to the flesh. But as you know, we are living in a real world whereby we have a tendency of connecting ourselves to the flesh than connecting to the spirit. And they can come up with a lot of things, a lot of ways of getting to us, until they will find their way. But we thank God, because somehow, somewhere, the Holy Spirit is also here to help us so that we may not fall into the hand of the enemy.
We are talking about the enemies of the soul, what these are even all about, and how do we see these playing out today? the enemies of the soul. How do we see them playing out today? And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Send them early so that we can have enough time to play them. 0826572729.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 0674297564. That is 0674297564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini kuRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. And we are looking into the enemies of the soul, what these are even all about. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And Ike says, according to Paul, the works of the flesh, Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, is the carnal nature of human beings. So that is what is the enemy of the soul. Okay. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Quite well, I hear you. I hear you, Ike. We are still asking that very same question, because there are numerous, quite a lot of them, enemies of the soul, what these are even all about. And let me read the word, so that we can make the right referrals. Now, when you look into Psalms 25, verses 19, it says, consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with a cruel hatred. That's why I said to Ike, they are numerous, quite a lot. I agree with him there. And in Psalm 38, verses 12, those who seek my life lay snares for me. Every spirit that lays a trap for you. Every spirit that is a trap for you. Every temptation is brought on to you by spirits that are enemies of your soul. The devil himself and his arsenals. And check it out there. It says, they seek my life. They lay snares for me. I'm reading Psalm 38, verses 12. Those who seek my hurt speak destruction. Ah, here's another enemy of the soul. People who badmouth others. What do they say? When someone scandalizes another, there's a word that they say. Enemies of the soul. There's a kind of speech and there's a kind of rhetoric that takes place. It's not just gossip and tabloids. It's not just leaking information. But there's a kind of talk that actually is speaking destruction upon us. Like, uphila kayiwani. I'm just trying to show you quite abstractly something that many people wouldn't look at. Like the notion of saying, uphila kayiwani. And another one is when someone says, life is too short. I know of the brevity of life, but I don't know of life being too short. But I'm not that well learned, you know, so I haven't come across that. What I know is that people may live for a short time, but life is eternal. You find it here, you leave it here. Life is eternal. Our Elohim is life. And they say, no, life is too short.
anything that speaks destruction upon your life, curses, insolent words, these names that we take, these, and I show you enemies of the soul in a very abstract way, the nicknames that we take, those who play soccer, you know when they say someone's name is Danger. Or Mshaya Zafe. I know of a place they used to call Mshaya Zafe in Attridgeville. And it was a Shebin, and people died in that place. Someone would be stabbed there. It was just normal. Kabuma Kaula. It was just normal. Murutimuraka, what comes to mind, sir?
My brother, those examples which you have just mentioned, very, in my view, very powerful examples which draw our attention to what the Word of God says. It says there is a power of life and death in the tongue. Mm. In other words, this is what the Word says. It's almost like it's a warning that pay attention to what you speak, how you speak it, because actually it is an overflow of a full heart.
Mm.
And if you speak destruction to yourself, upon yourself, it means you are already full in your heart of destruction for yourself. And why are you full of that? The Word tells us this in Ephesians chapter 2, and I'll start from verse 1, we say, and you he made alive who were defunct in lapses and sin, in which you once walked according to the eon of this world, according to the prince of the authority of the air, the spirit who now effectuates in the sons of unpersuadedness. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the desires of our flesh, executing the wants of the flesh and of the imagination, and were by nature children of anger, just as the others. Now, it talks there about a number of things. I will pull out that enemies of the soul are things like the will, the want of the flesh and the imagination, the pondering.
Mm.
We were told that in Ephesians chapter 4 that the rest of the nations walk in the futility of their mind, having their imaginations darkened.
Mm.
You see, when we are not in Christ, our imaginations are darkened.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And what they want is what the prince of the authority of the air wants. Mm. What they want is what the spirit which works in those that are not persuaded that they are sinners who need Yeshua HaMashiach's sacrificial death in their lives. And thereby, they will speak anyhow. Nicknames. There is one of our young men that amongst the young people they used to call killer. Mm. And I would say to them, no, I don't know who you are talking about. And then I would speak about his name, his given name, which is clear.
Yeah.
And why? Because I want them to realize that if you keep on calling him killer, you are actually assigning to him something which is wanted by the prince or the ruler of the authority of the air, the enemy, the arch enemy of our souls. And the issue is, the Messiah says about him, this archenemy, in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief does not come except violate and to ruin. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it surpassingly. Now, you said it. We would come with statements like, life is too short. Mm. Where are we getting it? Hey. The Messiah is saying, I have come that you might have life and you might have it surpassingly. In other words, that is what we should be speaking.
Mm.
We shouldn't be speaking these other things. Why? Because the enemy steals from us what we are being given by the Father through his Son. And sometimes it doesn't look like he's stealing, but he's actually stealing.
Yeah.
If a husband and a wife, they don't communicate properly.
Mm.
And then the next thing, they start to jump to conclusions that this is not working. Who said it's not working?
Hey.
It's the enemy, the one who has come to steal from us. The Father hasn't said it's not working. Let's take the example of the disciples. The Master, the Lord, teaches them a lesson. He says to them, the word is sown into the heart, but if the heart is like the roadside, the enemy will come and steal that word, whoever's heart is like that, they will not be saved. He says, another heart will be like rocky ground where the word is sown, it is quickly accepted in joy, but when persecutions come, that person is easily offended. And then he says another one is like a ground where there are all kinds of thorns and thistles, and these ones, they are quick to choke out the fruit, that the fruit should not come through. But he says there's a fourth one where the ground is noble and good. He says and then that kind of heart will produce 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. Now, when we look at what the Messiah is saying to us, look at your heart, because that is where your mind and your imaginations are. And Christ has already given us his mind if we are in him. He has already given us, according to 1 John chapter 5, verse 19-20, he has given us his imagination. That is what we should stay imagining on. Otherwise, if we revert back to this mind of the flesh of those that are outside of Christ and that kind of imagination, we are like at the beginning when we were defined through sin and lapses. And, of course, 1 Peter says something in verse 11. He says, behold, I encourage you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly desires. Or you, like my brother Sam was talking about last. Abstain from these fleshly desires, which combat against the soul. The flesh is being influenced by the prince of the authority of the air to work against the soul. But if we want our souls to continue to be converted, that transformation should continue to take place in our hearts, we should reject the desires of the old imagination, the desires of the flesh, because these things are working against our souls. They are taking our souls from actually being converted and growing to be Christ-like. And that is the key area of battle. And we have already been given all the weapons. In Ephesians chapter 6, and I want to just wrap it there, by saying these enemies are, of course, led by the arch enemy, the devil himself, but the others are the principalities, the ability or hosts, the world rulers of the darkness of this eon, and also the spiritual entities of wickedness that are in heavenly places. They are arrayed against us. Although we may not see them, like you gave an example of Gehazi and Elisha, they are there, and we have already been given the ability to conquer them. The ability is in us, the ability of the Holy Spirit in these earthen jars. If we will only obey the Messiah and continue to listen to him and do what the Messiah says we should do, then we are able to defeat them. Then we are able to repel them.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about enemies of the soul. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Tell us about enemies of the soul. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. That's 012-334-1322. The enemies of the soul, what are they?
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.